And then they make the entrails into chitlins. And I don't know how they do that. I think they fry them up.
Who makes those?
Mostly colored people. I never knew any white people that ate chitlins.
What's the general name for all the inside parts of the hog?
I call them the innards or the entrails, depending on whether I'm being informal or formal.
Is the chitlins, now is that specifically intestine?
To me it is. It may not be. I'm rather vague on that. I would say it would be the intestines.
When you say entrails, that could refer to either the intestines or just general...
Generally, to me, entrails means all those inside things that I don't eat. The offal that you would throw away.
Uh-huh. Halfling or horselet?
No.
What do you call a female hog?
Sow.
Did you ever hear of sow belly?
Yeah, sure. Sow belly is like... it's used similarly to back fat or to fat back.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, hog jowl. You buy hog jowl to flavor things, too. But I usually use hock, ham hock.
Do you ever hear sow belly in connection with the stock market or futures?
Oh, yeah. You hear pork bellies. It's mostly called pork bellies now instead of sow belly. But it used to be that people would buy sow bellies.
What would that refer to exactly?
I think it means bacon before it's cured and cut.
Uh-huh.
I think. I'm not sure.
When you cut the side of the hog, what do you call that?
I've heard it called side meat, but...
Do you ever say a side of bacon or a middling of bacon?
Never a middling. I've heard of a side of bacon.
Uh-huh. What do you call them? When you talk about bacon, is that just the section, or is that already sliced, or what?
You can buy bacon unsliced, and I sometimes do. I used to buy it unsliced when I couldn't get it thick sliced, because mm-hmm. we like it thick sliced. But now I always buy it pre-sliced.
What do you call the edge that you cut off?
The rind. Mm-hmm. Bacon rind.
Okay. And if it's pre-sliced, any special name for it?
No. Market-sliced bacon means thick sliced, and the kind that comes in packages is just called sliced bacon.
What about breakfast bacon?
I don't know what that would be. Is that extra thick or extra thin?
No, I think that's just used for sliced bacon. As opposed to the,
the kind you cook in with something.
Something that comes in little links on a chain.
Sausage.
And a person who kills and sells meat.
Butcher.
And if meat's been kept too long, you'd say it's
bad, it's rotten.
Or it's done what?
I don't think I'd say anything. I'd say it's gone bad.
What would you say about a child that always gets its own way?
Like spoiled? Yeah, I'd say spoiled meat or spoiled child, either one.
And what can you make with the hog liver?
I don't know. I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole.
Do you ever hear of something called scrapple or cripple or pawhorn?
I've heard of scrapple as being something in Pennsylvania that you make with sausage and apples and who knows what else.
Have you ever tasted it?
No.
What about something made out of the blood?
You might have blood sausage. I've heard of that. And I've had... Well, now, they make black puddings, which is something... I don't know how it's made, but it's made with the blood and it's bagged up in something, whether now it's a piece of the intestines or whether it's an actual cooking bag, I don't know. But it makes a kind of a cross between a pudding and a sausage. Mm-hmm. It's a very, very soft sausage, and it's called blood pudding.
Who eats that?
Anybody who likes it.
I mean, is it, do you associate it with a particular ethnic group? Or?
No, I would, well, more, I'd be more inclined to associate it with people like the Scots and the English, because those are the people that I know of who eat it and make blood pudding.
Is that something you've eaten over here? Or
I've seen it over there. I have not eaten it over there. I've seen it advertised in shops that you could buy blood pudding at a butcher shop.
In Britain?
Mm-hmm.
In Britain. Here?
I don't think I've ever seen it for sale, and I don't know who would eat it here.
Thank you, Richard.